Till he died, that was his name. Rashi Gazlan, they called him a stealer. So Taisi the Kashi here. Like it says, there were a lot of chappers there. A lot of people used to chap. So why was this person called such a name this whole lifetime? There were a lot of chappers there. Afal pi shagam gagorim acherim choytzim v'yechlin kumoysoi. So Taisi hai, the kori oisei chansin tfei machrinom yishlem lefi yishu chotav mi chansin acher. He chapped from another person, from another chapper. That's terrible. To chap from another chapper, you have to be pretty bit off. Stamp to chap from a nice person is albert serum. But if you chap from another chapper, that shows you're pretty bit. Inami acherim lo yekpidu kishoy yechoytzim ze mizir. Avuzek kishoy choytzim miyoda hikpid. But punk, this person was very makpid. Hey, Sumela, when the chapa chapped from somebody, that person was very makpid, like he wasn't moichel, so he gave it back to him and said, you're stealing from me. So because of that, they called him Ben Chantz, they called him a stealer the rest of his life. Exactly how it was mutter to, how you let him do it, I don't know. L'chura, actually, some of the guy didn't do tshuva. The guy would have done tshuva, he's a tzaddik, then it's also call him a nickname. Some of the person didn't do tshuva. Right. Agir Moise. Omar Rabba Barav Shelah. My crew, where's the post that a chamsin means a gazlin? Elokai paltein miyad rosha. Save me from a rosha. Mikaf ma'avu b'choymitz. Save me from somebody that does bad and b'choymitz somebody that steals. Right, the Rav Rama Mehoch, Rav says from here. The post says, limdu hativ, teach me good. Dir shu mishpat, learn mishpat. And ashru chomitz. To make strengthen a chomitz means that somebody was stolen from. So drashi hechziku ha'nigzal. Somebody that was robbed, be mechazakim. If he feels bad, he was robbed, go be mechazakim. So dashin ashroi chomutz ve'alti ashru chomutz. You should make strong the one that was robbed, but not the robber. The robber leave alone. Him don't be mechazik. Tana rabbonin. Oise shono shemespo Shimon HaTzadik. That year that Shimon HaTzadik was going to die, Omar Lahem, Shimon HaTzadik himself told the people, "B'shana zuhu meis, you should know I'm going to die this year." He knew at the beginning of the year, by after Yom Kippur, he knew he's going to die this year. Is Omar Lahem, everybody asked Shimon HaTzadik, "Minayin ati yodei, how do you know you're going to die this year?" Omar Lahem, so he answered like this, "B'chol yoyim ha-kippurim, ho yomizdamin li zokin echad." Every Yom Kippur, he was the Kohen Gadol, when he went in Lefnai Lefnim, I met an old person there, Mitzvah Eliyahu Hanavi, Lovosh Lavonim, he was wearing white clothing. The it of Lavonim, and he was wrapped around with white clothing on his head. Nichnas imi, he went in with me. The Yotzimi, he went out with me. Vahayoyim, but today, this Yom Kippur, Nizdamen li zokin echad lovosh chayrim. I met this older person who was wearing black this year. The Yotzim Shcherim, and he was wrapped around with black. Nichnas imi, he went in with me. Vlo Yotzimi, he didn't go out with me. So you understood already that this year he's not going to come out either. In other words, he's not going to live through this year. So that's what Shimon HaTzadik told the people. And what happened was, Achra Regal, after Sukkis, Cholo Shiva Yomim, he got sick for 7 days, Umeis, then he died. V'nimnu Ochav HaKanim L'Baruch B'Shem. And from then on, the Kanim did not use Hashem's name. They didn't say the Shem HaMafarish. So not sure if it means from then on Leilam, or just means just that 1 year maybe. Because the year he was Nifta, Trashim L'Baruch B'Shem, L'Baruch Brichos Kanim Esom, the Shem HaMafarish, Shlohoi Yikadai. They didn't want to do it anymore. It wasn't good for them to do it. Yeah. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Arboyim shono koidim churban abayis. 4 years before the second bayis was chorav, loyhoya goyrel oyle b'yamin. It never happened that the goyrel that says Lashem came up on the Kohen Gadol's right hand. It never happened that the red string they put on the Sayyid HaMishtaleach turned white. As if to show that Hashem is telling us signs that there's going to be a Churban HaBayis soon. We're not doing the right thing, we're doing wrong. He didn't have this nest that the Ner Marovi lit the longest. It didn't happen. But this still happened, that the doors of the Heichel opened up by itself. They didn't have to open it. A nest happened. It used to open up by itself. Is at Shegoya Ben Rabbi Yechonim et Zakkai. But to find Rabbi Yechonim et Zakkai like yelled at the doors. Omar lo, he said to them, Heichel, Heichel, Mifnei Marato Mavis Atzmecho. How come you like fooling yourself? to what? Yodei ani b'cho she'sof echos l'chorev. Like I know that you're going to have a churban soon. It's like, why are you still playing tricks like opening the doors by yourself as if to show like Nisim are still happening here, everything is going kiseidah. No, things are not going kiseidah. There's going to be a churban abaya soon. So now the churban heichul shouldn't have opened up his doors by itself. Ukvar nisnabo olecho zecharya ben aduya. There was psach levon and losecho. Open up levon and the base of Migdish. Open up your doors. The soichal eish v'yarozecho. And a fire will come in and burn the arozim. So you see there's going to be a churban abaya soon. So if it's not, like, what do you still have these nisim for? Surely. Rashi says about niftochas mielem. Rashi says similarly oivim lovably konis fakir. It was good that the doors opened up by itself. Now it's a simin that the enemy should come in. So that's what Yibyechins. What's trying to Yibyechins with Zakei? Yibyechins omul lahech lechem of neimah tomavis atmechon. Or fakir means shim. Then Yibyechins Zakei told them to stop. Like, what are you getting yourself so excited for? I know what, that there will be a Churban Abayis. But still, it's not so nice to do it, though. But still, you shouldn't open up your doors by itself. Like, don't make it so obvious. Hey, that's what we're signing to them. Omer Reb Yitzchok ben Tavloi. Lomo nikra shmoi levonim. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called levonim? Shel mal ben avonaseim shel Yisrael. The pshat is in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where we have the kapara. We bring the carbonas there, and there our sins turn white. Hashem is malabit. Omer Rav Zutra, Vatuvia, Loma Nikra Shmo Yar. Another post also says the base of Midrash is called like a yar, like a forest. The post says, base yar halavonim. So why is the base of Midrash called the base yar, a forest? Loimalot, to teach us, ma yar, just like a forest. Malavla, if there are sprouts there, things grow, is that base of Midrash malavla. The same thing, the Beis HaMikdash also has sprouts, things grow. The Yomah, what sprouted and grew there? The Yomah Rav Oishio, B'Shoa She'bona Shloimei Beis HaMikdash. The time when Shloimei built the Beis HaMikdash, Not Aboy Kol Minei Megodim. He planted there all different type of good food, shells of mamash from gold, golden food. And the fruits always came out at the right time. Whenever the wind used to blow, the fruits would fall off. Shenema, the pasuk says, Yirash kalavonon periyoy. And from there the kanim had their panosa. So I'm not sure what it means, peris shells of, was really golden fruits, or just means it was sweet like gold, it was very good Paris. When the Ovid-Chavim came into the Beis HaMikdash, Yavshu, it dried up this tree. Shenemar uferach levon and umlol. It got lost, it got dried up. But Avtocha HaKadosh Baruch will bring it back to us by the Bayis Shlishi. Shenemar paroyach tifrach v'sogil avgilas v'ranen and kovod halvonon nosan lo. That you will have it back again and will be happy again. Yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Nos non al shnei asirim. After the Kohen Gadol picked up the two gerolos, so he put them on the two sirim. One, whatever came up on his right hand, he put it on the right. What came up on the left hand, he put it on the left hand. Tana Rabbonin. Ese po mi master Kohen Gadol as Hashem bay bayim. 10 times on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol mentioned Hashem HaMafarish. Gimel bevidui rishon. 3 times at the first vidui, Anu Hashem said Hashem's name 3 times. Shrashi Shloisha bevidui rishon, Shel par by his own power. That was the first time he said vidui. Anu Hashem chotosi, Anu Hashem kapel lufnei Hashem till lufnei Hashem titaru. So 3 times he said Hashem's name. Ushloisha bevidui sheni, and 3 times by the second vidui. We after the parur by the eiloi, he said vidui a second time. Ushloisha b'seir mishtaleich. And 3 times he said Hashem's name by the same Mishtaleach. The Echad Begerolus. And 1 now by the girl when he said Lashem, that was also Lashem HaMafarish. So Drash of Yechad Begerolus, Lashem Chatas, like our Mishnah says. He says Lashem, he's Hashem HaMafarish. He said it then, this is the 10th time. And every time the Kohanim used to answer back, Baruch Shem. So Mara says now, Ukfar Omer Hashem. When the Kohen Gadol used to say Hashem HaMafarish, Venishma Kolbi Richoi. It was like a nest. The krill came out so strong that even Yericho, you could hear it.
And Omar Rabba Barachona, the Yerushalayim Lirichoi, from Yerushalayim until Yerichoi, you should know Asar Pasoyas. It took 10 Pasoyas to get there. It wasn't so close. And still it was a net that the call was able to be heard so far away. Trashi Kfar Omar, Kloima Kfar Hoya Maise Shola Kurli Ad Yerichoi. Right? V'etzir Dalosoy Sahechol, and when they used to close the doors, the noise of closing the doors of the hinge turning, Nishma Bishmoyne Tchume Shabbos, was heard away the distance of 8 Tchum Shabbos. It's 8 times Alpayim Amo. Izim Sheb Yerichoi, the goats in Yerichoi, Hoyim Esachois, they used to sneeze, Merech HaKteris, they used to smell the Keteris, the smell of the Keteris from the Beis HaMikdash, went all the way down to Yerichoi, which was 10 Pasoyos away, and the goats that would smell it started to sneeze. And Vaitin Noshim Sheb Yerichoi, the women that lived in Yerichoi, Einem Tzrichas Mesbashim, they didn't have to put any makeup on, any perfume on. Merech HaKteris. Since the Merech HaKteris went so far down, they didn't have to have the perfume of the Keteris. They didn't have to have perfume. Kala Sheb Yerushalayim, as in Yerushalayim, Pshitu was a bigger perfume. There was a bigger smelling there. So here, even a Kala, Ein Tzrichel Es Kashet, Merech HaKteris. Has in Yerichoi, could be a Kala, wanted to have extra special, she had to put on perfume. But in Yerushalayim, even the Kala didn't have to put on perfume. Since the smell of the Keteris went all over Yerushalayim, it didn't have to have any perfume there. Omar Rebbe, Yossi ben Dogoi, Izim Hoyo Liyaba, my father had goats, for Horei Nichmer, it's the place where it was, for Yemes At Shais Merech HaKeteris, they used to sneeze from the smell of the Keteris. Omar Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Omar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korchom, Sachli Zokin Echad, an older person once told me, that Tamacha Solachti L'Sheila, I once went to Sheila, V'Hirachti Rea Keteris, and I smelled the Keteris, Mi Ben Koisle, from the walls, Mamash out of the walls, I was able to smell the Keteris. So Drashi V'Hirachti Rea Keteris, Mikteris Shenasa Boi B'Yerit HaMishkan B'Shiloi, it's when the Mishkan was still in Shiloi, the Keteris was there, and he smelled now from the walls of Shiloi, the Keteris was still coming out. And this was years, years later. And that's how strong the smell of the Keteris was. Omer Rebbe Yannai, Aliyas Goro Mitech Kaufei Makevs. So far we have in the Mishnah, by the Goro there are two Inyonim. There's one Inyon, the Kohen Gadol has to put his two hands into the box and choose, and each hand pick up one lottery, one said Lashem, one said Lazozo, that's one Inyan, and then he had to take him and put him on top of the Sirim, a second Avodah. So Shiloh, what is Likuvah, what has to be done, and what doesn't have to be done? So Rabbi Yannai, Ali asked Gerimutah Kalfei to pick up the Kohen Gadol that puts his two hands, to pick up the Gerolois, that's Makevis, that has to be done. If you don't do it, it's not Chal Lashem, it's not Chal Vachatis, it's not Chal Lazozo. Hanocha the way the Makevis. But after we say, after the Kohen Gadol picks up the two Gerolois in his hands, he has to put what's in his right hand on the right soyer, on his left hand, the left one, that's not Likuvay. Thus, how to Rabbi Yannai. Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Af Aliyah Einu Makevis. He also knows, even picking it up out of the Gerolois is also not Likuvah. If you do it, that's the mitzvah to do it. If you don't do it, the Kohen Gadol by soyer himself could choose. I want this one to be a Chatas Lashem, and this one to be Lazozel, even without making the Gerolois. Also, it's Chal. Rashi says, "Af ali einem akevis, v'yim yikru akoyin shem chatas alachas, v'shem azoz lachaveroi hukvo b'loy hagrolo, shein hagrolo makevis, ela shechisa mitzvah." Doesn't help Rabbi Yochanan. It's time a mitzvah to make the agrolo. If you don't make the gerolos, though, if the Kohen Gadol's time speaks out, this soil should be lachatis, and this one should be lazozel, it's also chal. More like this. Ali but Rabbi Yehuda di Yomar. Dvorim hanasim b'big day lovin mi bachutz. Hey, certain things the Kohen Gadol was still wearing his big day lovin, even though it was outside, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like here, this year, the choosing the Gerolos was done in the Azora outside, and still the Kohen Gadol was wearing the big day lovin. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that dvorim hanasim b'big day lovin mi bachutz loy ma'akfo es not likuvoy, any of those type of avodis is not likuvah. Doesn't even if it's not done, still it's kosher. Is kuli yamalei pligid le makfa? So according to Yud, everybody holds that the ho hagrol is not likuvah. because the Kohen Gadol does it when he's wearing his Bigdei Lavan, and it's done outside of the Azorah, so even if you don't make the Agrola, still it's kosher. You could just say Lechatas and Lazozl. Keep Ligi, where's the Machlekas Rav Yana and Rav Yechanan? I'll leave with Rav Nechemya. Close the coin to Rav Nechemya Shita. That he owes what it is Likuva. That even things the Kohen Gadol does outside of the Bigdei Lavan could be Likuva. Rashi says, "Leave with Rabbi Yehuda." Rashi says, "The parakot sila." We'll see later on in the Gemara. Pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nechemya. Some machlokes. Im shina b'seder avoides lahakte mesam ucher. The Amr Rabbi Nechemya. If he does the wrong seder, the Amr Rabbi Nechemya kol seder avoides shenasa the bigdei lovin. Any avoid that has to be done when he's wearing his white clothing. Bein bifnim, whether it's inside going lefnayim lefnim. Bein b'achutz going beheichel when he's in the heichel. Oy biyazor is makif. It is makif. As they help Rabbi Nechemya. The chuka, the ksiva, binyon, the achri mois, or lion ksiva. Has anything the Kohen Gadol does when he wears his big day lovin, he says the word chuka, and it's likuva. Rabbi Yehuda Amar no, lo ksiva chuka, le bedvar manasim, big day lovin, mi befnim. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is no, tutunoim. It has to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the big day lovin. Tehilkach, hagrola she ain't a nasim, mi befnim, elu mi bachutz. The hagrola the mission before said you're doing the azara outside. Is Rabbi Yehuda the Yama, Advorim shenasim echutz like siva chuka, so kuliam lepligi defilu Reb Yanai moed Reb Yehuda leimakfum. Hey, according to Reb Yanai, for sure it's not makif. According to Reb Yehuda, for sure it's not likuva. Even Reb Yanai is moed, it's not likuva. Hey, though machlekes is alibur of Nechemya. The Nechemya says what the avoiders you do, the big day loving is likuva. So man the yomer miyak for Reb Nechemya. His Reb Yanai is very good. He goes like Reb Nechemya Shita. Since the Kohen Gadol has to be wearing the big day lovin when he does the Hagrola, so Mela says the word chuka on whatever he has to be, whatever he has to do with the big day lovin. So therefore, it's likuva. If you don't make the Hagrola, it's not chal. Which one is lachatis? Which one is lazozim? Of a man, the Yom Aloy Makfa. What's trying to be Yechinen? I, Reb Nechemya says it's likuva. Hani mili avoida. What's likuva if he doesn't avoida? A shchita or a zrika? Of a hagrola lava voidi. Rabbi Yechon holds this Indian of hagrola, choosing which seer should go lashem, which one should go lazozel, that's not called an avoida. See, even according to Rabbi Nechemya, still it's not likuva. And he could yarmi something like this. No, just the opposite. They are libu Rabbi Nechemya, diyama miyakfa, kuliyamole, pliga de makfa. As according to Rabbi Nechemya, it holds whatever Kohen Gadol has to do when he's wearing his big day lovin is likuva. Here also, even Rabbi Yechanan is moida, it would be likuva according to Nechemya. If you don't make that rola, you don't have a sila chatis, you don't have a sila zozel. Keep ligi, where's the machlekes Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yechanan? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. No machlekes only according to Rabbi Yehuda. His man the yomoloi makfa Rabbi Yechanan that says the hagrola is not likuva to Rabbi Yehuda. He goes look like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That since it's not an avoider being done of Nile of Nim, it's only an avoider being done by Chutz in the Azora, so even though you have to wear your big day lovin, it's not Likuva. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Rabbi Yechon is very good. Oman, the Yom Miyakfa, what's trying to be Yana though? I, Rabbi Yehuda hold is not Likuva. So Marin says, Shani Hocha, Titoni Bei Kro, Asher Ola, Asher Ola, Trey Zimna. Here the Torah says two times that you have to pick up the Hagrolo and put it on the serum. So since it says it two times here, that's called likuva. The Rashi says at the bottom Rashi, Shani Hocha the Tony Bekro, Afa Gav the Chuka Lav Ole Kaimo. True, the word Chuka, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does not go on something that's done Bachutz. It only goes on the avoid is done Bifnim of a Lakev Makva. Still here is likuva. Why? Sharei Shana Ola Bakosiv Lakev. The Torah says it two times here. They tell us it's likuva. Or mikra yisera nafle ikuva. Since it says two times asher olo, mashmi, you have to put this girl on top of one sawyer to call it lashem chatis, and the other one has to go there on lazozel. If you don't make the gorillas, it's not chal chatis, not chal lazozel. So that's Rabbi Yana Shita, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is yeh likuva. For a mace, we have a kasha now. Mitzvah lahagul. Some says it's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah to make that gorilla. Take the kalfi, the box, and put the two gorillas inside it and choose. V'yim lo higrul, but if he didn't make that gorilla, he didn't choose, is kosher. Still is kosher, posher mashma, that the Kohen Gadol could say, I want this sawyer to be lachatis, and this one to be lazozel. So vishleim al hachlishna v'yamrit. that Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda Kulu Yamalei Pligid Loi Makvom Bishlem, according to the second Shita, second Loshin, the Lord Rabbi Yehuda Shita, everybody holds not Likuva. So then Homani Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Shver according to Rabbi Yanai. Even though Rabbi Yanai said it is Likuva, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But Rabbi Yanai is murdered according to Rabbi Nechemya. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yanai was only going according to Rabbi Nechemya. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he was Moida, that's not Likuva. So, Melo, according to the second Lashon, Rabbi Yanai could also come out good, according to this Braita. Even though Rabbi Yanai said it was Likuva, that's only according to Rabbi Nechemya Shita. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Kuliyamulai Pligit Loi Makv, it's not Likuva according to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, this Braita comes out good according to Rabbi Yehuda. For Mani Rabbi Yehuda,